afternoon. The time is 2:06 currently. Overcast skies, some light snow in the area as well. Temperature of 32 degrees. I am Chad Holmes, and welcome to the Wednesday edition of the Chad Holmes Show here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Well, we got ourselves a good show lined up coming up at just after 2:30. Today we will be welcoming a man whose voice you hear each and every weekday from 8 until 11 a.m. right here on Bow Falls Radio and also on the Civic Media Radio Network throughout the state of Wisconsin. We'll be talking to Todd Alba from the Todd Alba Show. Talk about his background, talk about what he brings to the program, talk about a few issues, whatever comes to mind. And I know Todd will be able to handle it all. So Todd Alba will be joining us just after 2:30 today. And then at 3:15, we'll have our weekly check-in on what's going on in Wisconsin sports as Paul Micklick will join us. And boy, last night was a good night for a couple of basketball teams. You had the Milwaukee Bucks, who won their 15th game in a row. They finished a perfect month of February as the Bucks, again, victorious last night over Brooklyn. 15 in a row for the Bucks. I am starting to worry, though, that the Bucks are peaking too early. Maybe I need to take a chill pill, but we'll talk about that. Also, last night, Marquette defeated Butler as Marquette has clinched the Big East regular season title. What a season it's been. Marquette was predicted to finish in ninth place in the Big East. They had, a fantastic win. It's been a fantastic season. Badgers have a big one coming up with Purdue. We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more with Paul McClug coming up at 3:15. Speaking of sports, tomorrow we got ourselves a big one. It is state tournament time. Yep, winter state tournaments are getting underway. And tomorrow, the beginning of the WIAA state hockey tournament. And this year, the state hockey tournament at a new venue. It's at the Capital Ice Arena, Bob Suter's Capital Ice Arena in Middleton in the Madison area. And the Mosinee Indians are making their first trip to state in 15 years. First time since 2008. And Mosinee will be involved in a Division II state semifinal tomorrow, taking on Oregon. And we will have live coverage right here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at approximately 12 noon. Again, it's going to be an approximate start time because it is the second semifinal tomorrow. The first game will be starting at 10 a.m. as Menominee will be involved in that game, taking on New Richmond. That is the number one seed in the tournament, New Richmond against number four, Menominee. Then number two, Mosinee against number three, Oregon. The start time of the second game is based on how long the first game goes. It is scheduled for a 12:15 start, so we're scheduled to come on the air at 12 o'clock. But again, keep an eye on your radio. Make sure if you're looking for that Mosinee State Tournament game, tune in maybe a little bit earlier, and we'll make sure to get you all the information you need. If it's running a little bit late, if it's running a little bit early, we'll try to make sure that we let you know about it. But it's very exciting. 15 years since Mosinee's been at state. Should be an outstanding Mosinee contingent down there. And if you can't make it to Madison, make sure you tune it in right here on Central Wisconsin's only voice in Marathon County, basically, the Wausau area, to bring you live play-by-play of high school sports right here on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. But once I am done with that one tomorrow, I'll be heading north to Stevens Point tomorrow evening because the Wausau West girls basketball team will be involved in a Division I sectional semifinal taking on Hortonville. Be a tough one for the Warriors. Hortonville, very, very good team, but the Warriors coming off two thrillers in the regionals, coming from 16 points down in the second half on Friday to defeat Appleton East. And then on Saturday, made the long trek up to Superior. It was looking bleak again, down by 11 in the second half, but the Warriors again came back and earned a W. So two come-from-behind wins, and the Warriors now in the sectional semifinals, two wins away from a trip to state, Wausau West against Hortonville. Tomorrow night, again from Stevens Point, I'll be on the air from the Spashfield House at 6:40 for the pregame show, and the opening tip set for 7 p.m. right here on your home for Wausau West High School Sports, Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. So very excited. It's going to be a fun couple of days, a lot of high school sports. And don't forget as well, tonight we have the big high school sports show. We'll get you lined up, ready for a very exciting weekend of high school sports. Jeff Gress and myself will talk about what's going on in high school basketball and hockey. And we have three special guests tonight. At 6 o'clock, we'll be joined by Juliana Wamet from Lakeland Union High School. She is one of the finalists for the Miss Wisconsin Girls Basketball Award. The Miss Wisconsin Award goes to the top senior in girls high school basketball in the state of Wisconsin. And she is one of six finalists. So we'll talk to Juliana Wamet at 6 o'clock. Then at 6:20, our coach guest for this week from Wausau West, the boys basketball coach Nate Lemons, coming off a thrilling win last night in the playoff opener against Eau Claire North and getting set for a trip to Hudson on Friday. And then at 7:20, we'll have a second student-athlete guest from Merrill High School, senior second-team All-Wisconsin Valley Conference performer Braden Pieper. So, again, a full slate of activity tonight, 6 till 8 p.m. right here on Bow Falls Radio. So once I'm done at 4, stick around for 2 hours with Mike and Dom for the Devil's Advocates, and then I'll be back for 2 more hours. From 6 till 8 with the big high school sports show tonight. We're going to take a quick timeout and come right back. This is Chad Holmes with you here on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230 WXCO. On Friday night, the Wausau West High School boys basketball team travels to Hudson for a Division I Sectional 1 Regional Semifinal. Hear all the exciting action live on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 6:40 and the opening tip set for 7 p.m. Wausau West Warrior High School basketball on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230 is brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Sun Printing, Barney Brothers Kitchen and Bath, the Wausau West Athletic Department. Friday night, it's Wausau West at Hudson in a WIAA Boys Basketball Regional Semifinal. Hear all the exciting action live on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 6:40 and the opening tip set for 7 p.m. Radio 98.9 and 1230 online at bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and also on the Civic Media app. Again, if you have not downloaded that Civic Media app, what are you waiting for? As a chance to get Bow Falls Radio and all the other stations on the Civic Media Radio Network, a chance to listen to podcasts of all the programs and a whole bunch more. Again, go to your app store or wherever you get your apps, download the Civic Media app today. The time is 2:17. Overcast skies, little light snow out there as well. 32 degrees is the temperature. And again, coming up in about 15 minutes or so, we'll be joined by Todd Alba from the Todd Alba Show here on Bow Falls Radio from 8 until 11 a.m. each and every weekday. And earlier today, Todd was on, and he was talking about what's possible when people work together in politics. And Todd, and something we're going to talk about is his background in politics, working in the state legislature, working for Dale Schultz in the past, who was the Republican leader in the state Senate in the past. And he was talking about what's possible when you work together. And it's one of the interesting aspects is the backgrounds that all of our talk show hosts have on civic media. And one aspect that I think that I'm not quite as good at than some of the talk shows, and I think Todd would be one of them, is I think they look sometimes a little bit more at the possibilities and the optimistic side, because I see some stories that just drive me crazy, and sometimes it makes me so upset. Get all Hulk-like in terms of when I read something that just kind of rubs me the wrong way. And in fact, right before the show started, I'm just, you know, last moment, taking a look at some things that I can find online, maybe some ideas in terms of adding a little bit of color to this program. And this morning, Daniel Dale, who works for CNN, he is a fact checker. Senior reporter, he fact-checks the president and candidates and members of Congress. And yesterday, and again, I probably shouldn't even bring up this person because she just upsets me, but Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, of course, from Georgia. And yesterday, she was in a committee meeting, and she tweeted out, this is Marjorie Taylor Greene, tweeting out yesterday, "Listen to this mother who lost two children to fentanyl poisoning tell the truth about both of her sons' murders because of the Biden administration's refusal to secure our border and stop the cartels from murdering Americans every day by Chinese fentanyl." Daniel Dale saw this, and he tweeted out this morning, "I asked Green's office last night about her tweet blaming the Biden administration for these deaths in 2020 under Trump." Spokesman Nick Dyer, and again, this is the interesting part. There's actually somebody who works in the office of a congressperson of the United States of America. His name is behind this. I want you to know that. Sometimes you hear, well, a nameless person close to the congressman said this. No. This is a spokesman for Marjorie Taylor Greene named Nick Dyer responding to a reporter from CNN asking about something that the congresswoman put out on her Twitter account. Dyer responded by saying, "Lots of people have died from drugs under Biden." And, quote, "Do you think they give a bleep, a word that starts with the letter F, about your bleep," letters that would indicate the word that he used starts with a B and it has an S in there, "fact checking," end quote. So again, Nick Dyer, spokesperson for Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, quote, "Do you think they give a bleep about your bleep fact checking?" There is a problem. Because whether it is government or whether it is media, and we've learned a lot about the media aspect in terms of truth-telling in the last couple of days with some of the release of the documents in discovery in the Fox News Dominion case. But if you have no reason, if you're a congressperson, to tell the truth, or if you're a media source that feels like the truth isn't important, all of a sudden, the whole basis of our democracy starts to get shaky. And people have to be held accountable. And one thing, if Todd's out there listening right now, one thing I want to ask about is the importance of that, because there's a promo that's been running, and it's for Todd's show. And he talks about not blaming the voters of people of the like of Donald Trump, and I would imagine Marjorie Taylor Greene, not blaming the voters, but blaming them for their lack of, I would say, spine and lack of truth-telling. I think, yes, you can blame the politicians, but you also have to blame the voters. We have to be able to look through these comments by either candidates for office or actual office holders. Because giving a pass to the more than 70 million people that voted for Donald Trump in 2020, I'm not willing just to say, well, you know, we should get more from our politicians. Of course we should get more from our politicians. But we have to be able to hold them accountable and not reward them with votes. And when you look at the people of the district that Marjorie Taylor Greene represents in Georgia, yes, it is a Republican district. But is Marjorie Taylor Greene the only Republican that these people can send to Washington to represent them? It makes it so difficult. I mean, you look at politicians and public servants that actually work hard to do important things. I printed out, actually, I'm going to talk about this at some point during the program today, about Governor Evers, who announced some very historic long-term investments in infrastructure in the state. And one thing that's really impressed me about Evers is since he got reelected, there has been no sign of him slowing down. It looks as though he has doubled down in terms of trying to do important things, take advantage of the time that he has left in office and the mandate that he received from the voters of the state. You have true public servants out there. And I'm willing to say there are public servants on both sides of the aisle. I'm not willing to say there's the equal amount. But you have the Marjorie Taylor Greens of the Congress. You have the Jim Jordans, who is a leader within the Republican caucus. You got the Speaker of the House leaking video of January 6th to people like Tucker Carlson and not anybody else. It's a combination. We need better leaders, but we also need voters who are willing to truly look at these people beyond the letter next to their name, beyond the letter R, beyond the letter D. But when I saw this, where a spokesperson, a person being paid by the taxpayers, Marjorie Taylor Greene has a budget for her staff. And one of the people that is being paid by the taxpayers of this country is a man named Nick Dyer. Nick Dyer should not have a job today. And I'm actually curious to talk to Todd about that because he worked within state government as a staff member. There's a responsibility there too. I mean, Nick Dyer should not be getting a penny from taxpayers when he's doing this kind of garbage, saying, quote, do you think they give a bleep about your bleep fact-checking? If he's right and if the people don't care one bit about facts, then we are going down a drain very, very quickly in this country. When we talk about issues here in central Wisconsin, like the Wausau School District Consolidation Plan, it's important that we have facts, no matter who's bringing them out. And whether we're talking about national politics, we have to have facts as well. But unfortunately, there are too many national political figures with power in Washington, D.C. that don't believe facts mean one darn thing, going back to the previous president of the United States, who is still a very popular figure within the Republican Party. We have responsibilities, whether it's me in front of this microphone or whether it's persons that are working for elected officials with the media. So Nick Dyer shouldn't be anywhere near a position being funded by the taxpayers of the United States of America. And I don't know how people like Marjorie Taylor Greene can look at themselves in the mirror. They obviously can. But it's garbage, garbage, garbage every day. And like I said, that's why sometimes I feel like I'm a little bit overly pessimistic at times. While some of the other hosts on this network, I think, do a much better job of trying to find that little sliver of sunshine. And I wish I was more like that. So that's why I like listening to them. Because, yeah, there's a possibility there. There's a chance for something good to come out of it. There's a chance that people can actually work together, the R's and the D's. And it's true. It really is true. But, boy, it just feels like the opportunists like Marjorie Taylor Greene just make you very, very frustrated where things could get done that don't get done because of people like her and the way that she is able to talk to a very crazy portion of the American people. But we're going to bring in a ray of sunshine coming up. We're going to bring in a very intelligent guy who every morning I really enjoy listening from 8 to 11 as I get ready for my program. I'm at my desk preparing, and I always have Todd Alba on. He's on from 8 to 11, and he's been very kind to accept my invitation to come and talk to us coming up next here on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. And welcome back. Chad Holmes with you here on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. BowFallsRadio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. And also on the Civic Media app. And each and every weekday, I hope you're tuning in right here on Bow Falls Radio from 8 to 11 a.m. Todd Alba Show each and every weekday. And I'm very happy to bring him on here in the afternoon. And I appreciate the fact that Todd, after a busy morning entertaining and informing us here in central Wisconsin throughout the state, will spend a few minutes with us. And Todd, good afternoon.
Well, good afternoon, Chad. How the heck are you?
I'm doing good. Really great to have you on the program. I'm trying to get some of that all about magic rubbing off here in the afternoon.
You are too kind, my friend. No. I can only hope to have the success. I say at our show, I say the two hardest working people, day-to-day hosts on the Civic Media Network, are Chad Holmes and Phil Mee at WRCO Richland Center, because you guys, you in particular, I mean, Phil's doing baseball and basketball. You're doing baseball, basketball, hockey, and wrestling. I mean, you're doing every sport under the sun. And, I think that's one of the exciting parts of Civic Media, but you in particular, Chad, you help keep that community together, and that's what it's all about.
Well, I appreciate the kind words. And Todd, one of the interesting things that ever since we came aboard here on WXCO August the 1st under the Civic Media umbrella, and of course it's been continuing to grow and grow and grow. One of the interesting things is the talk show hosts, we all come from different backgrounds, and it's really interesting that we have these different perspectives, different life experiences that we each bring to these programs. And with yourself, I know that you worked within the system. You were working as a staff member for Dale Schultz. I wanted to ask you, in terms of that and any other life experiences, what do your life experiences bring that you try to, I think, pass along during your program each and every weekday?
It was my third day at Civic Media, and they put me on the air to help anchor our election night coverage in November, and you and I had never met, and the first time we ever talked was on the air during election night, and by the end of the evening, I found myself thinking, man, this is the guy I'd love to sit down and have a beer with. I mean, this is a really interesting dude, right? And it's not just you, our owners, Mike Cruitt and Sage Weil, have brought together this group of folks, like you just said, from interesting backgrounds. And I think that's what helps make our broadcast, hopefully, relatable to our community. So I grew up in Richland, Southwest Wisconsin, and went to school at UW Richland, and then UW Platteville was a communication major, and I actually started in radio my junior year of high school. My mom said, get a real job besides my paper route, and I was too lazy to go for the burgers, and so I had the audacity as a high school kid with a speech impediment to walk into WRCO and the owner at the time, Ron Fruit, and ask for a job. And he was crazy enough to hire me, and I started engineering, as we used to call it, brewer games. Before they were kind of automated, you had to have a live body to turn down the WTFGA feed and play the local cart or commercial. They were on like 8-track tape decks. And that was my first gig in radio, and then continued on our student station, both TV and radio, in Platteville, and continued to RCO as a part-timer for like 17 years. In the meantime, got into politics and Republican politics and worked for former state senator Dale Schultz and former U.S. Congressman Scott Klug. But about 2011, Dale's last stint, that's when Republicans took up the voter ID bills, or so-called voter ID bills, and my boss was the only one to vote against the second half of those. And the things that I heard and saw in that caucus was just a bridge too far. And when Republicans started openly at caucus, I guess behind closed doors, but openly amongst each other, and the word I've always used is giddy about taking away voter rights for people, that was too much for me. And so I left the party and actually got kicked out by by our local Republican. I used to be the county party chair of the Republican Party in Richland County, and at a meeting in 2011, 2012, they actually kicked me out, Dale and I together, at a town hall in Richland Center. So I have the distinction of being kicked out of my own party in a public setting.
Again, we're talking to Todd Allbaugh from the Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 8 to 11 a.m. here on Bow Falls Radio. And very quickly, once you got your show underway, a huge story broke in Richland Center with the university. And I've been covering, I think, a similar type. It's different because with our story here, it's with the Wausau School District and consolidation. And I think there's a lot more, I think in terms of what you and others are talking about with Richland Center and the university, I think there's a few more questions on my side where I'm not as forceful in saying something is right or wrong. I'm still kind of trying to put it all together on my side. But the thing that kind of jumps out, both in terms of what you've been talking about and what I've been talking about over the last few months, is how important education is for a community. And I think that we don't hear a lot about that with national news coverage or even regional news coverage, but basically local news coverage and local communities and local radio stations, when a story comes out where there is a change in what's going on with the education within a community, boy, things really perk up quickly. And that's been really interesting from my perspective, I imagine. With being a brand new radio host and having that come up rather quickly has been an interesting story to keep an eye on.
Yeah, I mean, we obviously, would have rather not had that story to cover, but, it certainly grabbed people's attention right off the bat when President of the University of Wisconsin System, Jay Rothman, in a kind of a darkness of the holiday, the Thanksgiving holiday, thought he was going to put out this letter to, for all intents and purposes, close the UW Richland campus at Richland Center. And there we were. And so we actually did one of our 2 or 3 weeks in, did a live show at the campus of Richland Center, and had the Friends of the Campus group there. We did all 3 hours. We had a former chancellor, Kathy Sandine, who had never made a public appearance since leaving the UW system and going to California, came on our show and confirmed that when she was chancellor of UW colleges, she had a plan to kind of adapt and modernize the two-year college system without closing any campuses. And at the time, President Ray Cross killed it. Didn't even give it the light of day. Board of Regents never saw it. And so this has been a percolating issue, right? And to this day, UW system won't give any real answers besides say, well, enrollment has dropped, increased, down to 60 students from 500 back in 2014. But, of course, they cut the funding to the campus through shared revenue. They took away the dean. They took away a dedicated recruiter. The local foundation offered to put in $600,000 of private money to pay for a recruiter. And UW Platteville and system said no. So, yeah, you're right. There's a lot of questions here. But to your point, you remember on election night, there were 80, correct me if I'm wrong, 80 or 81 school referendums, public school referendums, and I believe all but 17 of those passed across the state of Wisconsin. Yep. And you're right. Whether it's higher education or K-12 public education, our schools matter because, as you know, Chad, our public schools are our communities, mm-hmm. right? They make up our rural communities, and they are so vital and important.
Also, you mentioned the fact that getting some answers tends to be difficult. And in this era, where we don't have the same level of local newspaper coverage, I think in a lot of areas don't have the same type of radio or television coverage that we may have had when we were growing up, I think that's one reason why what we're trying to accomplish here is very important, that some of these stories, if nobody asks questions, it's very easy to cover up, isn't it?
Well, I've heard you on Pat Kreitler's show, North News in the Morning, kind of crossed over there. I've heard you talk about it, right? That you've gone to these meetings, you watch them online, and kind of a little bit, maybe I don't want to put words in your mouth, but people are kind of into this proposed consolidation at Wausau. It could be the same way with the issue at Richland. And people say, well, why is the Richland closure issue a statewide issue? It's because, when you're in Wausau, UW-Marathon County, which I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, is now UW-Stevens Point, Wausau.
Yep.
Or whether it's over in, Amory, UW-Barron County, or whether it's down in Waukesha, was UW-Waukesha. That UW system allowed to get it without having public hearings, which they're supposed to have, without the Board of Regents involved, without state legislators involved. If the UW system president is allowed to act unilaterally, which that position is not supposed and set up to do, who's to say that the same thing can't be revisited in Marathon County, you know, in Wausau or in Barron County? So, you know, it's incumbent upon folks like you and I to ask questions. And that's what good media is about. And again, having, you know, being a part of Civic Media, which is a truly independent organization, not owned by a conglomerate. You know, I told this story on the air, and this probably one of the main reasons I decided to get back into radio and to take this gig is when I sat down with our owners, I was kind of like, well, what's the angle here, right? What do you guys want me to do? What do you expect? And, you know, Sage Weil, our principal owner, said, tell the truth and do it with integrity. I'm like, well, okay, well, I can do that, right? And so to work for an organization that simply wants to bring local community information and to tell the truth, and, of course, have shows that offer perspective and analysis as well. But when it comes to our news, simply seeking out the truth, I think that's an invaluable tool, whether it's in Wausau or other parts of the state.
And that's so important. And that's what, you know, the story coming out about Fox. And I was talking to somebody yesterday saying, the idea of being a performance artist on the air is just,
right.
It just makes me sick. I mean, I could never do that. I could never come on the radio for 2 hours. And I know everybody else within our organization, as somebody who's been in the political realm, who's now in the radio realm, the idea of the performance art that seems to be so prevalent in so many areas, it's something I think we're kind of fighting against to try to bring some sort of authenticity and truth again for the people to have good information to base decisions on.
100%. I mean, you look at Fox News programming, and if you're not, you know, if you got to look really carefully, but on Hannity's show, it says this is an entertainment program, right? So I mean, you know, these are, you know, now we've seen this come out with the Dominion case where Dominion voting system is suing Fox. That's a whole other issue. But the big story coming out of that is under sworn deposition and oath, it's come out that Fox News hosts, whether it's John Hannity or Tucker Carlson or whether it's Rupert Murdoch himself, you know, they all knew this was a lie. They admitted it under oath. And still they continue to tell it. And so I think it's, you know, people that listen to us in the Wausau, Merrill, you know, in middle part, good folks in middle part of Wisconsin, you know, they may have voted for Trump back in 2016 because they're a little bit ticked off at Hillary or some of the more, you know, left-leaning ideology of the Democratic Party. I get that. But what I try to tell folks is don't let these jokers at Fox News take you because they don't care about issues in your community. They care about getting paid. And they care about getting ratings. And we're seeing the same thing down here in Madison now. We got this right-wing goofball talk show host down in Milwaukee and Madison. I won't say his name, but his initials are D.O. He went on, tweeted out yesterday, that he's all for giving out misinformation in the state Supreme Court race with Janet Protasiewicz and Dan Kelly. Mm-hmm. It's fine to putting out misinformation in order to get Dan Kelly elected. And this is dangerous stuff. I said on our show this morning, I said the beauty is on our show, we don't have to make crap up. You know, the truth is all we got to do, and that's entertaining enough for people, I think.
As somebody, and we got about 2 minutes to go here, I wanted to ask you about this. As somebody who's been, again, in the political realm, I was almost shocked, like 2 days after the primary, to see how tough Janet Protasiewicz put out the ads against Dan Kelly. I mean, I was almost a little uncomfortable because they were, in a term, vicious. I mean, but, you know, what were your thoughts on it? Because I said in the past, hey, Democrats have to be a little tougher. But, boy, when they were tough, I almost was like, ugh. What were your thoughts on that?
I'll give Janet Protasiewicz's team this. I think that, you know, they're running a modern campaign. I'll call it that, a modern judicial campaign. I mean, we've seen it before. It's your point. Where sometimes Democrats or progressives are a little timid, you know, before justices would never, ever dare say anything in terms of, you know, give a hint to what they believed in. And you know what? I think Janet Protasiewicz is just like, hey, I'm going to be honest with people. And I don't think there's anything wrong with being honest and saying, look, our maps were rigged when the Republicans rewrote them and gerrymandered them. The fact that I'm just being honest, I believe in a women's health care right. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. And, you know, I think they realize how much is on the line when it comes to, you know, when voters go to the polls on April 4th. I mean, if you don't, I hear this all the time, right, in politics. Oh, geez, you know, I really hate these gerrymandered maps. What can we do about it?
Right.
You know, I saw women at the state capitol when Roe v. Wade was overturned. And just like we're blown away of how could this happen? Well, you know, let's look at what we could do now. And the best thing people can do if they're concerned about these issues is go and vote for Janet Protasiewicz on April 4th, because Dan Kelly is a guy that got paid over six figures to literally give advice on how to help the insurrectionists on January 6th and take people's votes away with these fake electors.
Well, Todd, again, I really appreciate you spending a few minutes with us. I always enjoy tuning in 8 to 11 right here on Bow Falls Radio, and we'll catch you again real soon.
Appreciate you, Chad. Thanks.
On Friday night, the Wausau West High School boys basketball team travels to Hudson for a Division I Sectional 1 Regional Semifinal. Hear all the exciting action live on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 6:40 and the opening tip set for 7 p.m. Wausau West Warrior High School basketball on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230 is brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Sun Printing, Barney Brothers Kitchen and Bath, the Wausau West Athletic Department. Friday night, it's Wausau West at Hudson in a WIAA Boys Basketball Regional Semifinal. Hear all the exciting action live on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 6:40 and the opening tip set for 7 p.m. With you here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. And again, on the Civic Media app as well. The time is 2:52. Again, thanks to Todd Alba for joining us. Again, if you haven't tuned in the mornings, the Todd Alba Show from 8 to 11 a.m. each and every weekday. And if you miss any of the shows because maybe you're working or whatever may be, you can also go to the website, go to our website, bowfallsradio.com. You can also go to civicmedia.us, click on shows, and then you have a chance to take any of the shows that we have. You can have this show, you could have Todd's show, Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Also, every weekday from 6 to 8 a.m., got the Devil's Advocates, of course, from 4 till 6. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m., right before our show. So, again, and plus the shows that we don't air here on Bow Falls Radio. There are shows that air on other Civic Media radio stations around the state of Wisconsin, and you can get those, too, in very compact forms, hourly. No commercials in there. You can listen to them while you exercise or do whatever you may do. So, again, if you haven't heard Todd Alba, tune in 8 to 11 a.m. or by checking them out on our podcast page at bowfallsradio.com. Coming up after the top of the hour, we'll be joined by Ray Miller. We'll find out if we can expect any more snow. We've seen some snow showers during the course of today, and we'll find out what to expect as we get towards the weekend as well. Ray Miller, our weatherology.com meteorologist, will join us at 3:06. And then at 3:15, we'll be joined by Paul Micklick to talk about Wisconsin sports. And as I said earlier, we got ourselves a very busy few days. In fact, if you look at Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, we for sure have a doubleheader coming up on Thursday. We expect to have a doubleheader on Friday. And theoretically, we could have four games on Saturday. It could start bright and early Saturday morning. If Mosinee wins their state semifinal at the state hockey tournament tomorrow, they would advance to the Division II state championship game on Saturday. That game faces off at 9:30 in the morning. We'd be on the air from Madison at 9:10 for the pregame. If Wausau West wins their girls basketball sectional semifinal tomorrow night, they would advance to a sectional championship game on Saturday afternoon at 2 p.m. At Appleton East High School against an opponent to be determined. We would have that game for you live Saturday afternoon, starting with the pregame show at 1:40. And then if two of the three between Marathon, New McCathic, and Wausau West earn wins on Friday in boys basketball. We would have a doubleheader of boys basketball in a regional final on Saturday night with one game live, starting with the pregame show at 6:40 right here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9, 1230 online, Civic Media app. And also, we would have a game live on our website, bowfallsradio.com, and clicking on Sports Stream 2, and then on tape delay following the live game. So, again, Saturday, the potential of not one, not two, not three, but four high school playoff games, including a state championship game for Madison. It could be a wild Saturday. And again, we talked about with Todd Allbaugh about what we try to accomplish here at Civic Media. And one of the things that we do definitely feel like is very important. And we take seriously that these are the public airwaves. We get a license from the Federal Communication Commission to broadcast. There is a responsibility there. There's a responsibility to be truthful to our audience, and there's also a responsibility to cover local activities, whether it's news coverage, whether it's entertainment, whether it's high school sports. And we look at high school sports as something that is a public service in addition to being something that's a whole lot of fun for me as well. But it really is important, and we're very, very happy to still be a Wausau radio station that continues to believe that, that believes that covering high school sports, whether it's play-by-play or whether it's the big high school sports show that I do on Wednesday from 6 till 8 p.m. So hopefully you can join us tomorrow at 12 noon for Mosinee State Tournament Hockey in the semifinals against Oregon, 12 noon for the pregame. And then tomorrow night, 6:40 airtime, Wausau West Girls Basketball in a sectional semifinal against Hortonville. And then on Saturday, excuse me, on Friday, we will have Wausau West at Hudson in boys basketball, a regional semifinal, 6:40 airtime, and also at 6:40 live online, bowfallsradio.com and Sports Stream 2 Marathon boys basketball in a Division 4 regional semifinal that Tom Weaver, the outstanding Tom Weaver, will be having for you. And that game will also air on a tape delay basis following our coverage of the West game at Hudson. So again, believe me, I'm going to be putting some miles tomorrow. I'll be heading to Madison early in the morning, do the game, then come back to Stevens Point, do the basketball game, then come back here. And then on Friday, go to Hudson for the Wausau West boys game. And then Saturday, hopefully back down to Madison, maybe to Appleton, maybe back to Wausau for basketball. Who knows? But it is truly a wonderful time of year. And hopefully you can join us right here on Bow Falls Radio, WXCO. Well, coming up, CBS News at the top of the hour. We'll find out what the headlines are around the country and around the world. We'll have a Civic Media news update as well, and then come back with hour number two. Again, at 3:06, Ray Miller with a weather update, and then at 3:15, talking some Wisconsin sports with Paul Miklik. I'm Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO.